Changes are always taking place in our lives. Those changes could be friends, finances, and even your interest. But the greatest changes of life are the changes that take place within ourselves. So how much do you really want to change? That is the question I posed today on this episode of Affirmations for Living. So I want to welcome you in. My name is Reverend Edvige, and we are going to examine transformation, what that looks like, what it feels like, the actual processes, and some things as we move to a new year, right? This is the end of the year, and we're beginning to make our New Year's resolutions and trying to figure out how we want to improve ourselves, our lives. So this is an examination of what that looks like, and hopefully at the end of the hour, you'll go away with a couple of ideas that you can implement to better help you make those changes. So if you have any questions or you'd like to participate, please give me a call. That number is 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. So ask yourself, how much do you really want to change? And are you willing to attempt it? Are you ready to begin and stick with it? We're going to really, really ask some serious questions here, some that probably you don't want to ask yourself, but it's time. If we are to really move through 2013, being able to create the life that we want, then we need to really examine those things that we no longer want and how we want to make that change and then what that change looks like, right? So you have many questions, how to transform into the person that you want to be, right? And these questions are intended to put you in a corner and back you up where you must make a choice. And it's not necessarily a yes, no choice, because that doesn't really help. But perhaps it is the only way to bring you to the point in your life where the only option now is to progress. So think about it. These things are pushing you against a wall. And you're wondering why you're feeling like you're being pushed against that wall. Well, it's to make you pay attention. It's to make you become aware that there is something within you that just doesn't resonate anymore. And that's probably a good place to begin to start to make these changes. So as we move along in this hour, you might want to grab a paper and pencil and really start to jot some things down that might come to you, because this is designed to make you begin to ask those questions, okay? So think about it for a moment. You feel like you're backed up to a wall, and perhaps you're to a point in life where the only option now is to do what? And this has to do with the law of self-preservation. Can you imagine? I've talked about it before. There are about 50 different laws, universal laws. And so this is one of them, the law of self-preservation. And that's the law that's going to push you against that wall. Because, you know, your higher self, your God self wants to continue, wants to live. And if you're not making a choice, you're not moving down that path as we advance down that path of life, then something's going to happen, that chaos to bring you into harmony. I always talk about that. Something's going to happen to make you make a choice, because that is the law of self-preservance. So, and that law says when one is backed into a corner and no longer has a choice, therefore, the sole purpose of all these questions has been to prod you that you might corner yourself and stop avoiding changes in your life that you know should have been made a long time ago. So here it is. Your back's against the wall. It's time to make that choice. Whatever the choice is, you know, it's not like it's a right choice and a wrong choice, or, you know, dark and light. Those things don't matter anymore. So it's your choice. And whatever that choice looks like for you is your right choice. So now let's be in that corner for a moment with yourself, for only then will you understand fully how much change you have always been capable of making if you would really, really try. So let's start to bring up those things that we want to resolve, that we want to change, and let's feel what it's like to be backed up in that corner. Okay, and you're ready to fight. Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you to really start to stick up for yourself and start to have a voice, start to stand in your truth, and start to become your authentic self. Not the self that you pretend to be, not the self that you think others wants to see, but your authentic self. So what does that look like? Begin to ask those questions for yourself. How do I see myself moving forward? How do I see myself now as a co-creator? Remember, we had this shift, and in the shift, we got to a place where now we get to rewrite the script of our life. So what does your life look like? How do you see it? Those pages are blank. Now it is your opportunity to move forward and to write that new script. So these changes that I'm talking about are internal, right? Of course, we have a tendency to address external things or circumstances, things that we feel that we could fix or make you feel better for the moment. But I'm not talking about the external, not right now anyway. I'm talking about addressing your internal changes that need to be addressed. For only in causing the internal to change can we affect the external. And I'll actually go over another universal law since it's brought us to that point. It's the law of cause and effect. So, as above, so below. As within, so without. So, think about it for a moment. Everything that's going on internally, that's the cause, is creating an effect. That's what's going on outside. So remember, I talk about when I give thought to something or I vibrate on something or I'm feeling something, that, right, starts on the inside, the internal, and then it's going to go out. It's going to go out to that psychic field, they call it, and it's going to magnetize itself to everything that it's a match to. So think about that. What are you thinking about? It's going to go out and it's going to magnetize itself to everything that it's a match to. And then because of that universal law of attraction, it's going to bring it back to you. And that is what the effect. And so that's where we have to really begin. If we're going to make concrete changes, those changes must begin internally. And that means what you're feeling, what you're thinking internally. And what then is your core belief about yourself? And that's really important, you know, because even on my website, affirmationsforliving.net, I have an affirmations program. There are 13 categories of affirmations, in fact, and everything from finding joy to raising your consciousness. But we have to first do the work. We have to first release and let go of things that no longer serve us. That's the cause, in order for us to have an impact on the effect, the manifesting part of it. And so we have to examine internally what our core beliefs are, what we're vibrating to. And as we address those things honestly and with integrity, then we can begin to affect, right, to manifest the change and what we want to see in our lives. And so it's really important that we really begin to have that inner dialogue with ourselves. And I'm going to actually show you step by step what some of those things look like to help you to release that inside stuff, all the gunk that's on the inside, so that you can effectively use the new affirmations and start to write on those pages. And that's really exciting. So these are real changes that take practice, indeed, and perseverance. And that's something, you know, in our society, we're always looking for that 20-minute fix. We need it to be quick, or we're looking to go to someone and that someone has all the answers for you. And that's just not the way it works. You know, I'm actually a spiritual life coach, and I have clients who come to me, and we know that we sit down and we begin a dialogue. We know that it's not a quick fix. We actually have to get to the root of different things. And so it's important that you understand that. You have to get to the root of different things. And then when you really ask yourself particular questions, you have to then stick with the program And slowly but surely, you move out of the old and into the new. And that's what this is all about, moving into our New Year's resolutions, as it were. So it's important that we start to develop a practice, and whatever that practice looks like for you as we move forward and you start jotting some things down. So don't be hard on yourself, okay? But you must take responsibility and hold yourself accountable. And that's a part of what I do when I do my coaching, one-on-one coaching with you. Definitely hold you accountable, because, you know, I have people saying, well, I'd like to go back to school, and they'll sign up for an online program, and then they're like, well, I'm not disciplined enough to follow through. Well, you have to hold yourself accountable. If you have some long-term goals, you have to line them up so that you can move forward. Only you can do that, right? I can sit down and come up with all sorts of wonderful schedules for you, but if you don't implement those things, then it's not going to serve you any purpose. And so the thing is, these are real changes that take practice and perseverance every single day. And then you have to hold yourself accountable and be responsible for those changes, because, again, it's what's internal, and that's what's going to cause the effect, your cause and effect. So some points to remember as we move forward. Again, if you're listening and you want to participate, or you have any questions really on where you can begin, give me a call at 323-203-0815. So now think about this for a moment. The only reason that people fail in the transformation process within themselves is, well, your belief that there is an alternative or an alternate course to follow, and you avoid taking those positive steps towards change. Perhaps you're fearful of change or taking those steps. Perhaps you've failed before, and so you think, well, you know, that's my MO. I've already failed. Why bother? Well, again, those things are the issues that we have to work on, because perhaps those are the core beliefs about yourself. And so until we can address those core beliefs and get rid of them and transmute them, then you're going to continue to have that same experience, because that's really how the subconscious works. And so it's about getting down to the deep core values. And so you really then avoid taking these positive steps towards change. But it is not until a person's circumstances and or inner voice dictates it's time for change. So think about that. Your back's against that wall, right? We talked about that earlier. That is because now that inner voice is dictating that it's time to make that change. And then it's time to move forward and everything will unfold. So understand that the questions then are only meant to prompt you to make the changes necessary for a fuller life. Transformation is about bringing your body, mind, and spirit into balance. So there are lots and lots of ways to do that. And we are just going to briefly go over some of those ideas, and again, jot them down. If you want to connect with me at a later date, you can. My website, again, is affirmationsforliving.net. I also have a new smartphone app, and that app is called Awakened, because that's what we're trying to do, right? We are awakened, and that's both on Android and iPhone. So you can connect that way. And, of course, you can always follow me and connect on Facebook, as I have many of you doing. So part of this transformation then is those daily practices. And I've had guests on before talking about this one. You have to meditate daily. And I know that's, you know, becoming redundant. However, it's that important that we sound a bit redundant. Meditate daily. Take a few minutes to enter into your own mind for meditation. And you can begin with, as they say, transcendental meditation. That really is to connect with the oneness, with the universe, with God. But then, even if you only do 10 minutes of that type of meditation daily, it's going to have an impact on you, as you know, you've heard in earlier episodes. But then we want to move into an affirmative type of meditation. And this is where we begin to make the changes outwardly that we want. And so an affirmative meditation is about your conscious life activities. It's about visualization. And so an example of that would be, okay, now you've meditated, you've connected to your higher God self, right, or the universal self, whatever you want to call that higher conscious energy. And then we take that and we begin to visualize. So you want to see yourself perhaps with a new job. So see that new job. See yourself doing it. And envision it clearly. Use your imagination because your subconscious cannot tell the difference. That's the good thing and the not so good thing about the subconscious. It can't tell the difference. And that's how we become falsely programmed from childhood, because we didn't know that that was the truth or it wasn't the truth. We just heard it, saw it, felt it, and it went into our subconscious and seeded there. And so now we think it's the truth. And so it's a process of reprogramming, reseeding our subconscious. So this is how we do that. Through visualization. So you go into meditation, you get quiet. Now you've done that for 10 or 15 minutes. Now you start to become conscious and see the picture of yourself. Again, the example is your job. So see the picture of your new job, what it looks like. Feel that energy. And now take that energy, right, from your higher self, and move it to that picture of who you are and surround yourself in that beautiful white golden energy and just feel that energy for a moment and see you moving in that new job, doing the activity of whatever that job is, and feel it and smell it and taste it. And what does that feel like? And now from that space, wow, now you can start to become conscious again if you're breathing and move out of that meditation. So that's a wonderful way to daily begin to practice and to transform your life. Okay. The next idea is the expression cleanliness is next to godliness is really quite interesting. It contains a great deal of truth, and it's about drinking clean water, eating foods that are high in energy, right? All of these things help you to transform because, again, I said it's about body, mind, and spirit. So we have to take care of all of those things. They have to work in harmony. And so keeping your body clean, that means what you put in, what you're thinking, even through the fact of taking care of your body and perhaps taking a spiritual bath, you know, going and getting a massage, releasing toxins, doing some sort of exercise. All of these things are really important, especially as we're at the end of this year, we're moving into a new year and we're always talking about our, you know, New Year's revelations. And so it's important that you incorporate those things as well. Another thing that people take for granted is blessing the food you eat. You know, I have lots of spiritual friends, metaphysical friends, and so, of course, we bless the food because we understand that we give off vibrational energy as we do so. You know, it's not a religious thing at all. The spoken word of blessing literally enters the food you're going to eat on a psychic level and nullifies any negative vibrations within it. Blessed food and its vibration is easier digested and assimilated by the body. So that's why you're blessing it. And that just makes sense, doesn't it? And so as we move through these ideas, I really want you to have an open heart and an open mind that perhaps some of these ideas make sense. And if any of them resonate with you, again, jot them down or come back and listen again and really begin to implement these new ideas. Don't just, you know, laugh at them, but they really make sense. And I would hope that you would find some value in them. So that's why it's important to bless our food, because we're putting the energy into that food and our bodies will then better digest it. And of course, that makes us healthy, doesn't it? The next one I'd like to share with you is to dedicate each day to the universal God. Now, whatever, again, you the name you have for God, and there are many, everything from Jehovah to Yahweh to you name it, God, universal mind, universal source, energy, The name doesn't matter, but dedicate each day a part of that day. So when you're waking up each morning and upon retiring each night, take a few moments to dedicate to the hours of the day by saying thank you. Dedicate your efforts. Always bear in mind that it is by divine grace that you have a life at all. Okay? And so just give thanks. And here's another part of that. Don't say things in vain. So if you're finding things to be grateful for, okay, we find some new things every day. Let's not just pick the same thing. Well, thank you for my house. Thank you for my home. Thank you. No, let's find new things to appreciate. There's so much out there going on. There's so much to appreciate, especially here in this country. We have so much. So let's find something new every day to be aware of and to give thanks for. And just really watch how that starts to change your inner vibration, and then it will affect the outside cause simply by giving gratitude for those little things you have and saying, more, please. It's such an amazing thing and will have such an impact on you that really I would truly, truly suggest that you implement that one. The next one is get proper sleep. And now, just imagine that for a moment. You know, so many of us, we are highly stressed, and we're lucky if we can get 2 hours of sleep, or we wind up taking sleeping pills every night or whatever. But it's important to try to create a healthy environment so that you can sleep, restful sleep, even if it's 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, or the optimal 8 hours of sleep a night. That's something that you really want to do. For within our dreams, if we ask for it before retiring, are the guidelines that the divine is trying to give us to improve our waking circumstances. Did you hear that? So within our dream time are the guidelines, wow, that the divine is trying to give to help improve our waking circumstances. Even if you don't remember what the dream is, the guidance is coming through. And so I would suggest that as you go to bed and you lay your head down on that pillow, if there is something unresolved in your day, then ask. Ask your guides, ask your teachers, if you understand and know that you have guides. Ask God, ask Father, Mother, God, whatever the name you have, ask for guidance for that issue to be resolved while you sleep. And then, if you'd like, you can ask them to show it to you in dream time, or just to make sure that it's taken care of in dream time, and then know that it's resolved for the next day. And then get up, and upon getting up, what did you dream? See if you can recall what that was. And if not, go for it in faith, knowing that it was taken care of. And watch how things start to unfold. Watch how things start to improve. So it's really important that you begin to use that sleep time, that dream time, to your benefit. That's what it's there for. Think positively. You know, I've had shows alone on this one subject of thinking positively. Cultivate the type of mind that can see good even in the darkest of temporary conditions, because they are temporary conditions. If you can see good, it will physically draw out the good or divine light in that thing to make the dark fade away. And so I can't even emphasize how important it is to think positively. The universe is just lined up that way. It was actually created that way, that as we think positively, that energy is going to go out. It's going to magnetize itself to whatever that's a match and bring it back to you. And you know that things are temporary. So if you move with the idea that, you know, this is just a temporary thing showing me something, causing me to ask that question and then to resolve it and to let it go, and I know that I'll be right back on my path and all is well, if you go through life like that, things are just going to work out a lot faster and a lot easier for you and bring you that joy, that bliss, that abundant life that you're wanting. Remember daily who you are. You are a child of the universe with the right to be free of discord and to be happy. Really think about that for a moment. We, all of us, each and every one of us, is a child of the universe. Again, whatever name you want to call that universal God mind, We are children of the universe, and it is our divine right. Each and every one of us is a unit of divinity. Claim it now. I am a unit of divinity. And within that, it is my God-given right to be free of discord and to be happy and to live a joyful, abundant life. Now, what does that look like as we are writing the pages of our book, right? I am balanced. I am happy, prosperous, and I am enjoying my life. And now if that's a new job, we might say, I am balanced, happy, prosperous, and enjoying my new job as a, or if it's to bring in more money, I am balanced, happy, prosperous, and enjoying making $50,000 or $100,000 a year, right? So really begin to recognize the fact that we are units of divinity, and within that, we have the absolute right to enjoy life and to have abundance and to have it more fully. There are a couple of things that I wrote the other day as we were going through this 1222, and I'm just going to share a couple of them with you because, well, they were what I wrote for myself. I am a unit of divinity. I am the source of my thoughts. Hear that for a moment. I am the source of my thoughts. Bliss is my birthright, and I claim it now. So, what are we claiming now? We're going to claim for the new year that I am happy, I am prosperous, that prosperity shows up as $100,000 in 2013 or whatever it shows up as, healthy lifestyle, healthy choices. I claim it now. And so claim it. Write those pages in that book of your life. The next one I want to discuss is nullifying negative thoughts. And, you know, I actually had someone ask me this before. If I get a negative thought, what do I do about it? If I'm trying to be positive and I know that being positive is so important, how do I nullify these negative thoughts? Well, here we go. As negative thoughts surface in your mind during your daily activities, take a moment to nullify them. Don't have bad vibrations destroying the health of your physical body while at the same time sending out negative psychic rays to others. Don't build an aura of negative psychic vibrations around yourself by letting negative thought energies accumulate around and in your mental atmosphere. How do you nullify them? Well, if you think a negative thought, but worse still, if it slips through your lips into the spoken words, if something negative does come out of your speech, take a moment to nullify what you've just said, either out loud or at least in your own mind. So just cancel that thought. Don't allow negative thought energy to be harnessed into negative physical energy as well. So as quickly as you've thought it, as quickly as you said it, cancel it. And that's what I like to do. I actually say cancel thought. And so it's really important to be aware in every moment of what we're thinking and feeling and vibrating to, because again, as we're doing that, what's happening? It's going out and it's becoming a match. And this is all about transforming all of these little bad habits that we have internally so that we can create the outside that we want, the effect that we want. So as a negative thought comes in, recognize that you've had that negative thought, and before it builds up to a feeling, nullify it, cancel thought. If a negative word comes off your mouth just as fast as it did, cancel that. So really begin to understand that and put those things into daily practice. Remember I said these things would be practice, so don't give up. Practice them daily. Understand yourself as well as others. Try always to detect the hidden ideas motivating the actions of yourself and of others, and become sensitive to piercing through to the heart of the matter. You know, it's so important that we really try to communicate clearly, that we really try to pay attention to what someone is trying to say, because, you know, we may be having a conversation and my reality of it might be different than your reality of it. And then did we really communicate anything? Absolutely not, right? And so you go away wondering, well, they just did this, and I thought, I said, I didn't want them to do that. well, did you make sure that they understood that you said that? And so it's really important that we begin to clearly communicate. We'll be more successful in coping with others if we can do that. So very important to understand what you're trying to communicate. Did you say it clearly? And then what someone else is trying to communicate back to you. Perhaps you want to paraphrase. So let me see if I understand what you just said. You'd like me to do this, this, and this. And then you get the affirmation from them. Yes. Okay, I understand. Now move forward. You know, we've lost the art of listening, haven't we? We're so busy thinking of our next thought that we're not paying attention to the conversation at hand. And so it's important to begin to pay attention to people that are around us and to listen. And then take it the next step. Listen with your heart and really sense and feel what it is they're trying to communicate. And so those are some really important things that you want to do for sure. We're going to take a short pause. And when I come back, we're going to do some wonderful little exercises and some more things to do. So let's see if we can take a short commercial break. Hello, everybody, and we are back. Thank you. Needed to take a short little break. All righty. And so, as I said before, when I got back, I'm going to give you a little more, a few more ideas to your personal transformation. So here are some ideas just to really think about, and hopefully they will sink in and you'll begin to use them. You know, the first thing about transformation is what? You have to decide that you want to do it, right? So you have to really decide and know and be completely willing to follow through in the knowledge that if a change is really going to be made, it is in one's life, it must begin with yourself. So it's time right here to stop blaming outside circumstances, outside people, right, for the life that you have. You know, it's so funny. We always want to blame our parents, well, or blame, you know, our spouse or the government or whatever for the things that you're experiencing, and understand that you are the sole cause of your effect. And, you know, it's very interesting. People will say, well, I would never have chosen that. But you did, and you knew that these things would cause you to expand. We're here again in this free will zone, right? And we're here to experience life, to grow, to expand, and then to move on to the next and the next and the next. And so, yes, we did, before we came in, we did say that we would experience these things. Because we knew that these things would help us to grow and to expand and to become amazing godlike beings. And so now, if you understand that and you believe that, then you know that you chose those parents. And think about it for a minute. What lessons did you learn from them? You know, so maybe you had hard times, maybe you struggled growing up, but what appreciation did you gain from that? Because if life is always so perfect and always so loving, and that's what we're moving towards now as we move into this golden age. But prior to that, it was a learning experience. It was about mastering this dysfunctionality so that we could then release it. And so we had to appreciate how perfect we were by seeing the opposite of it. And that's what this whole big experiment has been. So we've crossed that now. We're able to let go of those things that no longer serve us. So we don't have to blame these outside circumstances anymore. Now it's time, if we're going to make the change, to acknowledge it and completely be willing to follow through in the knowledge that change can only be made within myself. Okay. And then the next one is, you must be determined that where you are has brought about an undoing in the past. And think about that. So you've learned these things, and as long as you don't repeat these mistakes or these perceived mistakes, then haven't you grown and haven't you expanded? And isn't that what all of this is about? So the idea behind transformation then is, okay, I've learned these lessons, these things I have decided no longer perhaps serve me, or I'd like a change now. I'd like to do something different. So in my transformation, I can recognize that I've learned, I can let that go from my past, and now I can move forward. And as I move forward, I'm no longer going to repeat these things. Because again, understanding how the subconscious works, right? 90% of everything that you are experiencing is based on a previous experience. And so if you are, you know, always lacking financial gain, well, it's because your subconscious says, well, look, this is all you're worth. So you have to get in and release those past beliefs about yourself and now establish new beliefs. And what's that new belief? I believe now that I am worthy of making $200,000 a year, or I am worthy of making $100,000 a year, or whatever it looks like for you. Begin to do the work, releasing the false information, those things that no longer served you, because you figured all that out. That's what you no longer want. And then move forward. And so it's really important that we do the work, do the daily practices. It's important to realize that as an extremely sensitive person, one must always be on the alert not to let oversensitivity be a deterrent to accomplishing the transformation wished for oneself. So you know what? Some of these things you can't take personally. It is what it is. Move forward and get over it. Stop beating yourself up for it, of course, but stop crying over it. And I have so many people who, you know, I connect with, and they keep beating the same thing over and over and over again. Stop. Let it go. Today is an absolutely new day, a fresh start. Why are you repeating the same old habits and the same old beliefs? If you have the same beliefs, you're going to keep getting the same stuff. And if you don't want that stuff, then stop thinking it. Change begins with a single thought. And so it's up to you. Stop vibrating that old belief. You can and you have the power to create anything you desire. You have to do the work. You must be on guard not to let the negativity of others be an influence and cause setbacks in your attempt of inner transformation. So, you know, if you have friends or family and they're always negative, and now you're trying to be this positive person and they're still being the negative Nancy, well, maybe you should, while you're in this transformation, limit your contact with them. And that's an idea. Or say, you know, I hear you, but I don't choose to accept that. That is no longer my truth, and I respect it as yours, but that is no longer my truth. And then you might really want to draw yourself and pull yourself away so that you're not around them so often. Or as soon as they're starting to get negative, you step away, remove yourself from it. Because a lot of times as we're beginning this process, we're drawn in to these things and we don't know how to address them. And then it pulls us right back to where we started, and that's not where you want to be. So move away when someone begins to get negative, because you know that in that negativity, nothing good can come of it. You have to be positive to make change. So now on that note, think about it for a moment. It is easier to avoid the negative than to try to cancel the thought and cancel the negativity. So now as we move forward, it's time that we pay attention to the programming around us, what you're watching on television. Let it be positive. I'm not saying it has to be, you know, rated G, but what I'm saying is it needs to be uplifting, inspiring, and positive, because as you start to fill yourself with that, that becomes your new core belief. That's how we do it. So if you're going to read something, let's read something that's uplifting, inspiring, and positive. If we're going to listen to music that makes you move with the rhythm, makes you feel good, makes you want to sing, makes you want to dance. It's about that feeling, and that feeling, all of these senses that you're pulling in, those are the things that are going to help you to move forward in this transformation. So it's important then, instead of watching the news or something that's negative, and I have to sit there for the entire thing saying, cancel thought, cancel thought, cancel thought, why not just not watch it. It makes sense. And so that's what I would suggest and offer that you do. Start to be aware of the types of programming that's out there and the types of programming that you are exposing yourself and your children to. Because if you have children, understand that this is how they're becoming programmed. So become aware. What are they watching? What are you allowing them to be exposed to? You know, some of those video games are really violent. Limit their use of those video games. Get outside in nature. Go for a walk together. Go ride bikes together. Go fish together. Go do something together. Have quality time. Start to live in a little more moderation of these things that don't really serve your best and highest good. You know, certainly not saying to cut them out completely, but definitely it's time to perhaps start to modify and moderate what you're doing. So keep that in mind. Tone things down, be aware, and start to pull back from those who are negative and start to pull back from those negative things that you keep bringing on yourself, right? Important. So you should recognize and accept that transforming oneself inwardly may indeed be the most difficult undertaking of your life. Again, I keep emphasizing this. It's not necessarily the easiest thing, but it's probably the most important thing you'll ever do. Transformation, changing your life, becoming that divine unit, right? Becoming that unit of divinity that you know that you are, and you feel like you're on this side of the street and you're trying to cross the street. Well, you can. Those steps might not be the easiest. You might walk two steps forward and take a step back. That's okay. Persevere. And again, that's part of what I do in my coaching sessions, is to show you step by step how to do that when those blocks come up, how to release those blocks and how to move forward, how to continue to do the work so that at the end you will have the results that you want. And that is the new and better and improved you. So it's definitely worth it. So a person must realize that the inevitable loss of some friends, or that may be a people that you think are your friends, right? Others may unconsciously resent it because you're moving and you're changing, and change isn't always easy. And people are going to say to you, well, who do you think you are? You're trying to act like this and you're trying to be this, when in fact, your true self, your authentic self, is actually trying to birth itself. And so be aware that not everyone is going to be supportive. But understand, too, as you begin to vibrate positivity, new people are going to show up in your experience, in your life, and they're going to love and support you. And that's what's so wonderful about this. As one door opens, another better door opens. Or as one door closes, another door opens. And so that's one thing that you really want to think about and remember, that, you know, you're not going to have a cheering squad necessarily. And so be your own cheering squad and give yourself little bits of, you know what, I did this today. I'm proud of me. Yay for me. And that's okay. And treat yourself. So it's important. As one commences to undergo changes, it's important to avoid the tendency to look down on others for their weaknesses or perceived weaknesses, because they are doing nothing for themselves in their own lives, right? So, hey, look at me. I'm doing this. What's wrong with you? Most people do not decide to make such changes in themselves until they're middle age. Hello, I'm 50 years old. These changes started, I don't know, 10 years ago for me. How then can you condemn someone else? And so it's important that as you begin to make the changes, let's make them for yourself. You know, as we move forward, can we do so with integrity? And so it's important that we not look down on anyone. This is about unity, right? As we move into this golden age, it's unity consciousness. And so it's okay that they be exactly where they are. As a matter of fact, here's another universal law. It's the law of allowing. I am that which I am, and you are that which you are. And guess what? It's okay. I love you exactly where you are. It's not my job to try to fix you. You're not broke. I'm working on me. Not that I'm broke, but I'd like to transform. I'd like to become a better me. I'd like to be the new and improved me. And whatever that looks like for you is your God-given right to do. And so as you make the changes for yourself, that's okay. It's for yourself. It's not for you to stick your nose up at someone else. Let them be who they are and be okay with that. So that's a really, really important lesson to get. A person must begin for possibly the very first time to value the idea and concept of faith, even if you're an atheist for that matter. For we cannot succeed unless we have faith that there is universal help. God is here to help, and you will be successful. And so, you know, whatever that universal energy looks like for you, call on it and believe and know within the tiniest spark of yourself that you can succeed in this transformation. You must recognize that change can take place, and it depends on the truth. It depends on yourself. It depends on your faith. In fact, the more honest you are with yourself, the more successful you will be. And so really sit down and write those things out that no longer serve you. What characteristics that you have, and you know, you're saying, you know, every time I say this, I really regret saying it, or every time I do this, I really regret doing this. What are those things that you've been regretting for the last couple of weeks, years, whatever? Evaluate those things, be honest with yourself, and have the faith to know that you can move forward and that you can transform your life. You have to recognize that. And so, you know, realization that while it's not going to be the easiest thing to do, it can be done. And you have the ability to do it. Why? Because you are a unit of divinity, and that unit of divinity is alive and well. And so realize and know that all channels of your mind are open to receiving. And so really, as we do all of these practices, begin to pay attention. The more you meditate, listen to that still small voice that comes in and gives you that guidance, knowing that all channels of my God mind are now open to receiving, right? What it is that you're desiring, success, prosperity, all channels are now open to me receiving that prosperity now. Everything's in the now moment. Everything that you affirm needs to be positive and needs to be in the now moment. I am now balanced and happy. I am now prosperous. I am now enjoying making $100,000 a year. I am now a spark of divinity. I am that I am. And so those are things you want to remember. Wow, the hour has already flown by. Again, if you'd like to connect with me, you can do so. My website is affirmationsforliving.net. And I do spiritual life coaching. If you're looking for discovering your soul purpose, your joy, your abundant life, reach out. We can do one-on-one sessions right over Skype or in person, even over the telephone. I have my new app, as I said earlier, Awakened, and that's AWAKENED, and it's on iPhone and Android, and you can follow all sorts of things going on there. I have a new guided meditation out called Awaken the Master in You, because we are all masters. So definitely check all of that out, and of course, you can always Facebook me. I love to talk with everyone. So until next time, really, transformation is about taking the first step. It's about going within and knowing that you're a unit of divinity. And as such, you have your God-given right to be happy and to prosper in this new year. And so for this new year, I wish you many, many blessings coming up and to live the life that you are deserving of. Godspeed. Take care. Bye-bye for now.